Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello, everyone! Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you, whatever time you're watching us from. Before I talk further, tonight's session is all about how does medical transcription work. Okay, finally, we are Connie and Bel. Welcome back.
Thank you. Still getting used to the time zone difference. I'm so sorry.
So speaking of time difference, the reason why we're starting at a different time right now, it's 1 p.m. in the Philippines. It's actually 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, yes. My goodness, we have a Pacific Standard Time person here, and that's Belle. So please do pardon us for the changes of our schedule because we're still adjusting to this and we might still adjust in a few months. So yeah, please do bear with us. Again, our topic for tonight is how does medical transcription work? But before that, we will have an opening prayer. Sis Belle, kindly do the honor.
Okay. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, as well as our special guest for tonight, Ms. Daniel Lazo. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we're building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All these we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah, so before we move any further, introduce you, our special guest. Again, we still go live on Mondays and Thursdays, Philippine time, but the time right now for September, I think, will be... Oh, Sisbel will share that with us. Go ahead, Sisbel.
Yeah, so every... same days apply. We go live every Monday and Thursday, but please bear with us as we move around things. We changed our time slot to every Monday we do our live praise and worship session, and we do that every 9 p.m. Philippine time, and then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants, and also we interview guests from the different freelance industries, different niches. So if you're interested to learn more about freelancing, do catch us live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Philippine time. So that's it.
Okay, so speaking of, don't forget to subscribe, of course, and click that bell so that you get notifications, because we're still adjusting to the time that we go live and prepare the videos. But before that, if you're interested on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to check my book at conniezabala.com/VA book to get your print ebook, Kindle, or audiobook copy. There. Go ahead, Sisbel. Introduce our special guest.
Yes. So get ready, brothers and sisters, to be inspired by our special guest on tonight's episode of Freelancing with Faith. Joining us tonight is a registered medical technologist who has been doing freelance as a medical transcriptionist. She'll be giving us insights into the world of medical transcription and how faith has played a vital role in her success. So without further ado, here's Miss Daniel Lazo, or Daniel Lazo. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly.
So good afternoon, everyone. Good morning. Or yes. Yeah, so I'm Daniel Lazo. I'm a registered medical technologist, and I've been doing medical transcriptioning for about a year now.
Wow. How's your hearing? Okay. So can you share with us? So you actually have a background because you're a med tech?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, that's interesting.
Actually, I worked at the clinical setting for about 3 years before I transitioned into medical transcriptioning.
That's a great lesson out there for our brothers and sisters who are thinking of leaving their whatever job they have on the face-to-face kind of setting, and then thinking of doing freelance. You don't need to go that far, and you have to really look at your current skills and monetize that as a freelancer. So good thing that we have a special guest, because a lot of people, says Daniel, are really scared. You know, they think that they need to learn new skills, but you're a proof that they can start with what they know already, right?
Yes.
Actually, before I transitioned, I was very interested into doing a work from home job. So I was looking into work from home jobs that I can do. And as a graduate of medical technology, I was really nervous because I don't know anything about what we mostly see is the social media works, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to virtual assistants. So luckily, I was looking for a work from home job and came across into medical field related virtual assistant jobs. So for those who are working in the hospitals or clinics, for those who are medical technologists, pharmacists, nurses, there are really jobs for us here in the virtual assistant or virtual assistant jobs or field.
Yes. Before we continue, Here's Christel. Hi, dance mate. Thank you so much for saying yes to be a special freelance with Faith.
Ooh. Thank you, Christel, for inviting as well.
That's interesting. I do have a follow-up question. So if you are into medical transcription work, does it necessarily mean that you are sort of a graduate or have a degree, or they can just study, you know, the medical terms, not necessarily having a degree in the medical?
I think to work as a medical transcriptionist, it would be a great advantage if you're a graduate of a medical field course, because what we do involves taking notes of the medications, the procedures, the diseases. So we, as a medical transcriptionist, we have to be familiar with the terminologies, the medical jargons, to really do our job as a medical transcriptionist.
I see. So before the next question, Tess Fachub says, hi. And what's hi, this? Tessa. Corn? Hello, good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you. So anyway, for our viewers, medical transcription is just, you know, one area of transcription. So you don't need to worry if you don't have a medical background. There are other general transcription work, so you can do that as well. Yes. But I think Daniel can share with us, probably, if you have questions, if you're thinking of doing transcription, what are the tools that you will need to use in preparation for that? Because for me, I didn't actually did the medical transcription because I'm not familiar with medical terms. But I did try to transcribe just 1 hour of interview. And my goodness, it take me like almost one day to transcribe it, because it even has an Australian accent, so it's actually a challenge. I mean, yes, just the accent itself, what more if, you know, you're using the medical terms. Oh my goodness, I can't. I'm really, you know, I honor and salute those transcriptions, especially the medical, because it's not easy.
Yeah. I think fast forward to today, sis, I can relate to what you're sharing, but fast forward to today, I'm glad that there are so many AI tools that they can use to do the transcribing. So that's my follow-up question. Just curious, in the medical transcription world, are you also using these AI tools to help transcribe, or do you need to be on point really with the medical terms?
Okay, some of the virtual assistants actually do live transcribing. So as the consultation goes, they take note of the medical notes that they have to do. But for the client that I work with, it's actually a pre-recorded consultation. And then there's AI who will produce the subtitle thing. And then sometimes the AI does not pick up the medications, because, you know, sometimes with the accent of the patient or the doctors, the AI cannot pick up the exact terms, the diseases. So we really have to listen and really correct those things, because, you know, the medical records are really important. So we have to really take note, like, what did the patient experience? What are the medications that they took? Or the diagnosis of the doctors? What medications are they prescribing? So we really have to, we cannot really just depend on the AI for that. Yeah. So, yeah, we really need to
be more accurate, right?
Yes, yes. that's our job, to really help the AI as well, like to improve the system. Yeah.
That's amazing. At least there is an AI now, unlike before that everything has to be done manually. And if you have the tools, you need to, you know, you need to know the shortcut keys in your keyboard. My goodness, can't imagine. I don't want to go back. Anyway, given that you've been into the clinical, the face-to-face, you know, medtech job, and then you transition to work from home or online through medical transcription, what do you think are the advantage and disadvantage of doing this?
Okay, so I think coming from a clinical setting, so I think the virtual jobs or the work from home jobs are offers more like a lighter load of work, because in the hospital we have to you know, overtime. we do multitasking, we do as a medical technologist, aside from doing the laboratory work, you also sometimes do the administrative tasks, you know. So I think transitioning, I've experienced a lighter workload, and then I think I have more time as well since I'm working from home. So I have more time for myself, for my family, and then I think one of the advantages is also the rendering of work hours, because, you know, in the medical field, you know, we do 12-hour shifts, 24-hour shifts. So I think working in a clinical setting has really helped me adjust to working as a medical transcriptionist.
Mm-hmm. I can understand. And I know that Crystal can relate at this. Working from home gives you time to dance.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
See, ahem for our medical calling. There are other opportunities for you online waiting. Anyway, if you have questions to Danielle, feel free to share them in the live chat or in the comment section. If you are watching on a replay, we will relay all your questions to her. There. Do you have any books or resources that you can recommend, especially for those who are like you in the medical industry but still transitioner or thinking about, you know, becoming a transcriptionist?
Okay, so I haven't really read a book about the medical work offered in the virtual field, but I did watch some videos on YouTube, and fortunately, to the job that I've applied to, they offer training. So if they are interested in working as a medical virtual assistant or medical transcriptionist, most of them offer training. So it depends on the client, on the duration of the training, but they do offer that. So we were really trained before we started working.
That's amazing. Oh, follow up. Are there any struggles when you are doing the, you know, when you transition, but the actual doing the job itself? What were your struggles and how did you overcome it?
I think just like what Miss Connie said a while ago, the accent was really a struggle for me, because you know, when we listen to conversations, for the people who have different accent from us, it's a challenge really. And then in addition to the medical terms, you know, the medications and the medical terminologies, the diseases, it's very tough to get used at first. So I really have to like review a little, you know, since I'm a medical technologist, I'm not really familiar with most of the medications. I think the pharmacist will have an easier time with adjusting to that. But I think anyone who has worked in the medical field will be able to do it, because you know we are familiar with the procedures, with how to diagnose diseases. We were taught the, you know, the basic medications, the basic like interpretations of the tests, you know, for those who are graduate of medical technology, nursing, you know, pharmacy, psychology. So that's what I've struggled with the first time. But you know, as you go along with it, you'll be familiar with the term. So even if, you know, it's pronounced in a different way, you'll eventually catch up to it.
Follow-up question, just curious, not to put down any nationality or people or group, certain type of people, but what was the hardest to transcribe? What accent was that?
I think for me, you know, since I'm not really, I don't have an a friend of like an Indian friend, so I'm not really you know, used to hearing the accent. So I think the Indian accent would be would be the one.
But over the years,
but over time, like you know. You'll get used to it, and you know.
I was actually about to say that I don't know what that's the actual nationality that I'm about to guess.
But yeah, like what Miss Connie like a while ago, the Australian also is a bit challenging. Australian accent.
Yeah. Okay, let's switch a little to the faith side, since this is Freelancing with Faith. What is the biggest blessing you received since you started?
I think actually before I transitioned to work from home job, I was actually praying, because like I wanted to spend more time with my family, because I was working crazy hours and I was doing and I was doing work in the clinic, and I was away from my family. So I was actually praying for a job that would not just sustain, you know, the things that we need, but also to have the time for me, for myself and my family. So I think that would be one of the biggest blessings that I've received since I started working as a medical transcriptionist.
I agree. I still wonder about the, you know, the medical people who works like at least 12 hours. I mean, the job is really important. How can you even stay awake with
it's really tough working in the medical field.
Yeah, my goodness. I'm glad that this was a blessing to you. Do you have any favorite Bible verse or quotes that, you know, remind you when you feel down?
I think one of the quotes that I actually read this in a book called Atomic Habits. It's getting 1% better each day. Because I think most of the time we are overwhelmed with wanting to do all things at once, or like really wanting to be great at this thing. So since I transitioned from working in the, you know, like clinical setting to something that I'm not really familiar with, you know. That's what I've been really reminding myself every day. And it is not just applicable in our careers, but I think in everything that we do in life, you know, mm-hmm. we can just try to be 1% better each day, and you know, it will accumulate over time.
Yes, it could apply, Sis Connie, with our dance moves.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it does.
Oh my God!
For just
1% improvement will do.
That's what we do also in dance classes. Yes.
Let's do this, Sis Cons.
My goodness. Okay, to continue. One last question before we move to the main topic for today. How has your faith impacted your business or your work from home job as medical VA or transcriptionist? Do you recall any instances when you felt like things have been orchestrated by God Himself, like something perhaps that made you say, "I know it's you, Lord"?
I think, like what I said a while ago, I was, I was really looking for other options. So it was a struggle for me back then to manage my time with the work that I had. So I was really, praying for a path or for an opportunity that, for opportunity to take. So I guess it's an answered prayer, like coming across this job, because I really did not have, and it's actually my first work from home job. So yeah, I think it's an answered prayer, really.
Yes, wow. And the good thing about it is you don't really need to go far just to start. You already have, yes. The basic skills that you need to get started. By the way, Christelle laughs about the 1% in the dance. Anyway, let's move to our main topic for today's session, which is how does medical transcription work? So go ahead, Danielle, take it away. We'll be backstage.
So actually, medical transcriptioning involves taking note of the patient's chief complaint. So it involves taking note of the symptoms, including the onset, when did it start, what did the patient experienced. So as a medical transcriptionist, we have to be, familiar, because sometimes the patient cannot really really put it into like medical terms. So we have to identify like if they're experiencing dizziness or abdominal pain, because sometimes they would just say that they felt something pain in here. So they really have to be familiar with those. So it involves also taking notes of the medical history of the patient. So we really have to be familiar with the procedures, the surgeries. So if you've studied medical technology, pharmacy, psychology, or nursing, I think you'll at least have an idea with those kind of procedures. And then after that, usually the doctor will then give diagnosis to the patient. So it's really quite a challenging thing to, to transcribe as well. So we really have to be familiar with the terminologies as well. Sometimes that would be dictated by the doctor, but other times we have to, be able to identify those with what they prescribe. So that's another thing. So after the diagnosis, the doctor would give prescriptions. So sometimes they would not really say the specific diagnosis. So that's why we have to be familiar with the common medications with specific conditions or diseases. So like, for example, for in psychiatry, so if the doctor prescribed Prozac, so that is usually a medication for depression. So like those things we have to be familiar. If the doctor prescribed antibiotics, so that would indicate an infection and so on. And then another thing would be the order. So sometimes the doctor would request procedures, so laboratory tests, imaging. So, you know, we have it was quite helpful for me as a medical technologist, since I'm familiar with a laboratory works. So sometimes they would request laboratory tests like AST, ALT for the liver, to test the liver function. So those are the things that you have to be familiar with if you're not from, like if you're not a graduate of medical technology. Sometimes they would request imaging, such as x-rays, abdominal scans, such things. And then as a medical transcriptionist, we have to make sure that we are taking notes of those medical information accurately. So we really have to be familiar with the terminologies, and as well as, you know, associating certain symptoms with certain diseases, as well as the medications and procedures. So we get those things from listening to the conversation of the doctor and patient, but we also have to be familiar with those. So we need to make sure that we are really taking notes, you know, we are really doing it accurately. So I think that is it.
Okay. Yeah, I actually have a question. since mostly it's about, you know, the doctor and patient conversation, why do we actually need to transcribe that? Is it for the medical industry, for the company? And second question is, can the patient have a copy of that so that they will be, you know, familiar with, or they can review the conversation or what the doctor said?
Actually, we do, because like in the, you know, as we see in the consultations here in the Philippines, we see the doctors like jotting down. Mm. Yeah, we see the doctors jotting down that, like if we complain like, doc, I have abdominal pain. So they're going to take note of that, as well as the medications, you know, the laboratory work. So to make the doctor's job easier, so we do the jotting down for them. Mm. So that, you know, I think they spend a lot of time like taking notes, like what are they gonna order for that patient. For example, they requested laboratory tests, and then they will have another patient coming in, so they have to like take down again. Mm. So I think it makes their job easier. So we'll do the note-taking for them like that. And I think in other countries, they do give access. Like they have a portal for the patient, so they can they can see their lab results. Like, yeah, they have access to that. But it's kind of different here in the Philippines. You know, we don't really see that. The doctor
Actually, I thought you're going to say they're having a hard time understanding their handwriting. so they need someone to translate. It would work better, right?
I think if I were a doctor, that would be helpful because sometimes I cannot recall what I've written, so that would be really helpful.
You have a point in there.
That would be really helpful.
I also have a question because you mentioned during your talk, like you need to really be accurate with all the medical terms, the procedures. I'm just curious, is there a, like, is someone doing a, how do you call that in the medical transcription field? Like QA, quality assurance, like someone will review what you've transcribed. Is there a certain hierarchy?
Yes, you do. Actually, there are people in our field who are do the auditing. We call it auditing. So they recheck, especially for the newly trained medical transcriptionist. So they do audit our notes. So we will be able to see if we missed information, because sometimes the conversation like goes really fast or sometimes with the accent. So we will be able to see if we, took note of a wrong medication. So they do auditing as well.
Ooh. Because that is scary, you know?
Yes. It has to be really accurate because, you know,
lives are at stake.
Yes.
You really have to have the medical background in this type of field because it's not
one
a joke
letter.
When you
with the acronyms and oh my god,
yes, because sometimes they just say the abbreviation, so we also have to be familiar with those
and the dosage and all. Yes, imagine losing a zero or adding a zero.
Yes.
Oh my god. I actually know someone from she was a former music ministry servant, Afi, and now she is in Canada. She is a medtech too. I was curious if he was able to, you know, try that because she was also curious about how she can work from home. Maybe I could share this
episode.
Session with her. Yeah, that's amazing. It might help her. Anyway, so we will move to the next section of this session. We'll go with the fast Q&A rounds. Isabel, your turn.
Yes, this is the fun round. So we'll get to know Daniel more with her answers, through her answers. So this is the fast Q&A round. So first question, Miss Daniel, cake or pie?
Cake or pie? I say cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
All the languages in the world.
The last movie or series you watched?
Oh my god, I can't actually remember, but I'll say the last movie that I watched in the cinema would be John Wick.
The last song playing in your mind, your LSS?
Oh, I think Water by Tyla, because that's what we've done so long ago.
Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
Last book you've read?
Anti-Fragile.
The top three people that you follow?
Top three people. I think those would be dancers, I think. I'm shy to name them.
It's okay, no worries. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
Sunday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Thank you for your grace. I would say that.
Yay! And with that, that concludes our fast Q&A round. Thank you.
Any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers, particularly, actually, not just medical transcription, just aspiring freelancers, especially you coming from the medical industry. I don't think most of the people know about this opportunity that they can, you know, get. What would you say to them?
I think it's really worth a try. You know, if they want to do something different, or if they want to try something different, or just really you know, expanding your knowledge or skills, it is really worth a try to, you know, just go for it, just apply for that job, or like try it. It's really worth it.
Yes. Anything you'd like to share or promote, if you have one?
I don't actually have anything, but yeah, you can just, and if you're interested, you can, there are a lot of you know, jobs, and you know, you can find in LinkedIn, Indeed, so yeah, that's where I found mine.
Ooh, interesting. There, so for our aspiring medical VAs or transcriptionists, feel free to check LinkedIn and Indeed for opportunities there.
Yes.
And if you want to ask Daniel some questions, feel free to share them in the comments. Again, we will forward those questions to her, or you can connect with her by checking the link in the description, which I haven't updated. Sorry, I will update it soon after this. So again, if you want to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book to know more about this book that you can try. And we will have closing prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you, all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with and their clients and their loved ones, as well as Danielle and her family. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions and intentions right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, you will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, by the way, I'll share Crystal's comment. Yay! You did it! So for our viewers, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. That would be, I think, 9 p.m. So watch out for that. And if you're interested about freelancing, about digital marketing, about VA, see you on Thursday again. Oh, yeah, we will have a pre-recorded next week. So we hope to see you. And don't forget, if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our channel. So bye, everyone. Thank you, Daniel. God
thank bless. You, Miss Connie. Thank you, Miss Beth.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.